This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight. Oh.
Show served up hot and fresh only on 105.7 FM. The Fan, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler in the house. Anthony Mandela is producing. No Gary Ellerson, no Baby Tausch today. Why do you ask? Because they are on a plane on their way to spring training, where they will be broadcasting live from spring training starting tomorrow, and then all next week they will be there in our spring training coverage. Pretty much unmatched in the market. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Bill Michaels will be there all next week, followed up by our guys for the big show from 2 to 6. And then each day next week from 6 to 8 will be Tim Allen and Baby Tausch doing spring training live. Like I said, unmatched. It's just wall-to-wall coverage for the most part all next week. Definitely going to want to tune in if you want to hear all your favorite Brewer player interviews and coaches and all the people that cover the Brewers. Everybody will be on, I'm sure, throughout the course of the week starting tomorrow and then all next week. Meanwhile, back here, Leroy and myself will hold down the fort. I got Bucks tonight, postgame, Bucks and Pacers. So after you leave the game, or after the game's over, you make the switch here to the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show, taking your calls. For me, I think, and I don't know how Leroy looks at it, but when you're in this situation as the Bucks are, and you are for sure in the playoffs, you already got it locked up, right?
They kind of coasting a little bit.
Right, regular season games don't mean as much. But when you get a team that you very well could see in the playoffs, like the Pacers, who are playing very well, this becomes a little bit more important, I think, for the Bucks, because they don't want to let their guard down against a team they may see in the playoffs and give them a little bit of confidence going forward.
Well, what you don't want is what Golden State went through when Boston came in. I mean, an uncommon opponent, you know, 3,000 miles away. These guys are ready. Golden State's ready for the playoffs. Come on. Opened the season up saying, just get to the playoffs, because that's one more step to free agency.
Right.
And winning a championship. So your mind is not right. You can get beat. But in this case, when you have so much great things going right now, you got the best record, the MVP, the coach of the year, the executive of the year, you got all these clean sweeps. You can never let your guard down. Now, you do try to put this thing on. You had DJ on, and we'll ask you about that in a second, how that went. But you gotta try to get this bench right, Steve. That's why one of my deals, you know, this is the game for that, because this is a very important game that you can get these guys some great minutes against an opponent that they see all the time, and hopefully you can understand, I need to get my first six or seven guys off the bench and get that in flow, because that's how you lose in a series. If for some reason, you just don't understand how guys' minutes are going. And that'll start with Giannis. How much do you play him, especially if you have any knee soreness and things of that nature? So I would think, and this go all the way back when people didn't know they were going to have the best record.
Right.
The five serve four be on, they be rocking.
They're selling a lot of tickets, boy.
As they should.
A lot of tickets.
As they should.
They are selling a lot of tickets. So normally when the season starts, you just look at the LeBron James teams and you say the same thing about them. Wow, they're just waiting for the playoffs to get here. Then, you know, we're going to be in the playoffs. They got LeBron and whoever else they may have on that team. Not as much. So this year with the LA Lakers, they're going to miss the playoffs. It does look like for sure. And last night, LeBron James passes Michael Jordan on the career points list. Michael Jordan, 32,292. After the 31-point performance last night for LeBron James, he finishes at 32,311 for his career. LeBron James said of the performance and of passing MJ, of all the stuff I've done in my career, this ranks right up there at the top
with winning a championship. For a kid from Akron, Ohio that needed inspiration and needed some type of positive influence, MJ was that guy for me. I watched him from afar, wanted to be like MJ, wanted to shoot fadeaways like MJ, wanted to stick my tongue out on dunks like MJ, wanted to wear my sneakers like MJ. I wanted kids to look up to me at some point like MJ, and it's just crazy, to be honest. It's beyond crazy. He wore a pair of Nike LeBron 16s designed in the style of the Air Jordan 3 white cement model. He wrote, "Thank you, MJ23, on the side of one of the sneakers.
Right.
The question is, what does LeBron James passing MJ on the points scoring list mean to you? What does LeBron passing MJ on the points scoring list mean to you? 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Now, again, we're talking to Bucks fans. We're not really talking to the city of L.A. and Lakers fans.
Well, they can chime in if they want.
No, no doubt. I'm just saying, we're not in LeBron James' town where he plays. We're not in Cleveland where they love him. We're not in Miami broadcasting where they love him. This is a little bit different. Never played for the Bucks. Everybody's got say one way or the other in what they think of LeBron James. But this is a pretty big deal. I mean,
well, I'd put it this way. I'm glad he did it in a Lakers jersey. That to me means, as a Laker fan, that means something. Now, the fight I'm having with people.
You don't fight with
people. Is, I try not to.
You're a lover, not a fighter.
I love the pettiness. It's just silly. It's just so silly. The Jordan people, the Rommies of the world, are really going after the LeBron James fans, because the LeBron James fans are tweeting out him being emotional.
He was.
Oh, man.
Like a minute.
MJ still the GOAT. I'm like, that's what that conversation we got into about this GOAT when Gary said you can have multiple GOATs. Now, this conversation is going on big right now in the barbershop. It's people screaming at each other because we knew it was inevitable that he was going to do this, okay? But it's so much hate for this guy. Ever since he went to Miami, people just had to let it go. So people want to see him fail. They love the fact that he's not going to be in the playoff for the first time and for God knows how long. But at the same time, how do you get over 5,000 less shots? And if you look at top 10 in assists, he's the only big man in there in the top 10. The rest of everybody above him are guards. You can't make this stuff up. And then, you know, the first thing they go to, Steve, Michael got championships. And then, you know what the LeBron people say? LeBron went to so many finals, I done forgot. Then they'll come back, but he didn't win them. Hey, listen, Michael didn't go to that many. Well, hey, Michael didn't have to go so. Yeah, he did, went to the Wizards. Oh, I forgot about that. So the real basketball purist in this city, which we know their names, I don't want to call them out because they may be busy. I want to find out, does this mean anything? Because I'm going to tell you something, it was a big deal. It was a big deal because you know the team is terrible. Kuzi didn't play and Ingram didn't play. Just a bunch of guys. And Rondo got his own thing going on. So
He's just ready for it to be over. He really has his own thing going on.
Yeah, and they knew that when they signed. Yeah. They knew that. But with all that being said, and you're getting beat by Denver, who's a way better team. At the end of the day, the people of L.A., they're like, bittersweet. You know, this is a big deal. But I wanted to make the playoffs. Now, had he made the playoffs or been like the fifth seed and he'd have broke this record, oh, it'd be standing
right. I'm not trying to make you upset with what I'm about to say.
Well, it's typical Sparky, I believe. Now.
I know you're a Lakers fan. So,
so you better
it's
going
to come across the wrong way to you as a Lakers fan.
But it Come on, man. Don't do that.
It really is a shame.
You're like, ruined it for John Kuhn. Don't ruin it for LBJ.
It really is a shame that he did it in a Lakers jersey. It would have been much better had he done it in a Heat jersey where he was appreciated. It would have been much better if he would.
When he
was in Cleveland, it would have been much better had he done this in a Cavs jersey. To do it in a Lakers jersey in the first year when they're not good, people chanting they want Kobe and everything else. Of all the jerseys he could have worn when he broke Michael Jordan's record, that would not have been the one I would have picked for LeBron James to be wearing when it happened.
The right one.
I know you're going to say it because you're a Lakers fan.
I think everybody else would agree with that too.
I just. For me,
they're the best they're the most trash franchise the last, 8 years? But I think overall, they're the best franchise ever of all time.
All right.
It's just been terrible for almost since Kobe left.
Asking you, what does LeBron passing MJ the points scored list mean to you? 414.
And you can be honest. We won't hang up on you.
Yeah, no.
We won't hang up on you.
Matter of fact,
Steve, we'll let the callers be the other third member.
Sure.
If they're nice.
Leroy is hosting. There is no Gary. There is no Baby Tausch.
Yeah.
I knew he wanted to do LeBron. He texted me that he wanted to do LeBron and Wade. So I said, or on MJ. So I said, all right, good. Let's do it. Let's lead the show with it. And let's see how many other people are in on this LeBron stuff. 414-799-1250. KJ in West Dallas, you're first up on the Wendy's Big Show.
Hello, my brothers.
Hey, what's up, my brother? Now, what does this mean to you? Now, be honest now. What did you feel last night?
Well, you know, I didn't watch the game, but I watched the highlights. And
that's good enough.
Yeah, that put him in rare air along with the greats of greatest. And, you know, I'm sure it means a lot to him, and that's what's important at this point. If he passes Kobe and he gets into, you know, the point where he's gonna be the number one scorer, I mean, then we're talking about, I mean, supreme platinum air there. But I think it's important, you know, for the game. It's important for that franchise, especially because they're a little down at this point, you know, and not making the playoffs or looking like they're not going to make the playoffs at this point. So, yeah, I mean, you know, it's a big accomplishment. I watched LeBron his whole career. I watched MJ. I watched all of them go all the way back to Wilt Chamberlain. So I've seen them all play. LeBron is definitely in the conversation with the all-time great. So, I mean, that's what it means to me.
But it didn't solidify him as anything last night. It's nice. It's nice to talk about, but it didn't really move him past anybody.
No.
It moved him past Michael Jordan. What do you mean it didn't move him past nobody?
Yeah. In terms of
points.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, no, but I mean, in the conversation of, you know, MJ versus LeBron, you know, LeBron now, it didn't move the needle any much more for me last night. No.
All right. Thanks a lot, KJ.
And I
get that, but I just want people to objectively look at this guy, see what he's done, because Michael Jordan to me was a scorer, and probably could have put up numbers. I mean, he could have did whatever he wanted. The guy took a lot of shots too. You don't see LeBron as a scorer, but for him to pass Michael to me is a big deal.
There is lots of stuff to talk about on this. There is a piece from ESPN that Michael Jordan did with Michael Wilbon a few years back, and a quote that I want to read to you and get your opinion on.
All right,
and Twitter is all over this right now, tweeting at 105.7 FM.
Twitter's
the fan.
So petty.
If you want to jump aboard on the phones, old school way of doing talk radio, you can, 414-799-1250, or tweet us at 105.7 FM, the fan. We get forecast calls for moderate temperatures, and while you might not be able to get the patio grill out just yet, great-tasting meat from Robert's Specialty Meats knows no season. You don't have to tailgate at the ball game and enjoy Robert's ribs on a stick. That's true. Boneless pork ribs marinated in a smoky barbecue sauce, or the equally popular marinated chicken skewers in barbecue, garlic parmesan, or Door County cherry flavors, all easy to heat up in your oven or stovetop in just minutes. Cool evenings also call for one of Robert's stuffed pork grills, like the ricey oni, cranberry, or sage and onion, plus gourmet burgers like a bacon and cheddar or mushroom and Swiss. Call Robert's at 262-549-MEAT. 262-549-MEAT for the best selection. And when you visit, make sure to pick up some of their cherry wood smoked beef sticks or jerky, the perfect snack treats. You can also check them out online at robertspecialtymeatswaukesha.com. For more information and money-saving coupons for the best in meats, there's only one place you go. Robert's Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher.
Huey Lewis on a throwback Thursday. Pretty impressive there. If you have want a chance to win a gift card from Master Z's, all you have to do is tweet at 105.7FM The Fan using the hashtag Big Throwback. Who you want to hear next week on a Throwback Thursday presented to you by Master Z's. Rules are simple. Group has to be 20 years or older, disbanded, or dead. Any of those count, and you can vote just that way using hashtag Big Throwback.
Rodgers for the purple and gold. Hold on to it, going to bounce it for LeBron. Here he goes. He lands it up and in. And King James has flown past Air Jordan and is now number four all-time scoring in NBA history. Standing ovation.
There you go. I believe that was Lakers radio network. That's good. They didn't boo him. I mean, so
well,
you
know
going.
What? I seen a lot of memes out there. One of the best ones I saw was they had Michael Jordan getting it to side. I like, child, please.
But
I mean, but enjoy it though. I mean, yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I think, I think for LeBron James, obviously it's huge because, like he says, you know, he always wanted to be like MJ at the end of the day.
Yeah. Wanted to be like MJ. Wanted to shoot fadeaways like MJ. Wanted to stick my tongue out on dunks like MJ. Wanted to wear my sneakers like MJ. I wanted kids to look up to me at some point like MJ. And it's crazy, to be honest. I don't. It's beyond crazy.
All right, so there is LeBron James. The question is, what does LeBron passing MJ on the points scored list mean to you? 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7FM The Fan. Let's go to Michael on the north side. You're next up on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Michael?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, first of all.
Sure.
Hey, man, LeRoy, it seems like you are just a pro-LeBron guy. You know, LeBron, all he did was pass Michael Jordan last night in the scoring. Mm. He's not better than Michael Jordan. I mean, nothing he does. I mean, like he just said, he wants to shoot fallaways like Michael Jordan.
Mm.
His fallaway isn't even as good as Michael Jordan's. His business is not good as his business knowledge is not good as Michael Jordan. At the end of the day, I don't think he'll be as good as Michael Jordan is in his business endeavors. You know, LeBron, in pressure, as far as a pressure player, man, who wants to give the ball to LeBron at the end of the game? I've seen him tank. I mean, I've seen him clank at the end of the game. And then I've seen him pass the ball away at the end of the game. You'll never see Kobe doing that. You'll never see Michael Jordan.
Michael did do that, man. That's how Paxson got shot.
Just let him talk, Steve. Let him talk.
Man, Michael passed the ball at the end of games, too.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Michael Jordan, just like you said, that's how Paxson. Michael Jordan makes everybody around him better, does he not? Does LeBron?
Yes.
LeBron makes everybody around him better?
Yes, he's number 10 all-time in assists. That proves my point.
What is Michael Jordan?
Michael Jordan maybe half that.
I don't think he has anywhere near as many as LeBron.
No, come on.
But I'll look.
Look here.
You had some good points. That's why I didn't interrupt you.
Okay, I'm not going to interrupt you neither, but the game has also changed. Since Michael Jordan played as well.
The game.
Oh, it hasn't, LeRoy? It hasn't changed?
You're right. Yes, it changed, but why we had to go there, though? Because Michael Jordan ain't no 6'8", 250, man. Stop it.
But again, LeRoy, just like you point out, Michael Jordan does not have a prototype like LeBron. And in today's game, LeBron can get the ball from backcourt and run all the way to the front, and nobody can stop him because of his body prototype.
But Michael in your Jordan world, though, ain't nobody better than Michael Jordan, though, right? Be honest.
I'm not saying nobody's better, but I do think Michael Jordan, do you think they'll celebrate LeBron the way they have Michael Jordan, his 50th birthday? You think it'll be celebrated?
No. Branding Michael Jordan is number one.
Okay.
You know, come on.
Assist-wise,
yeah,
Michael.
No one can ever get close to that.
Michael Jordan had 5,633 assists. LeBron James on this one graphic that I've pulled up. And I'm
thanks
not,
for the phone call. Great phone
thanks
call.
For the call. And this was
great
as a
phone call.
This was as of February 21st. So yes. This isn't updated.
Yeah, yeah.
But close.
It don't matter.
8,506. That's not comparable.
The guy top 10 in scoring and assists. Nobody's ever going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, listen. I know y'all Michael Jordan people. Hey, man, listen, I didn't wear my Jordan today, but I love Jordan. Jordan is the number one brand in America. No one will ever get past that, ever. It ain't possible. unless Jesus come out and put out some sneakers that'll pass Jordan.
I got a question.
Other than that, it ain't happening. He got the number one branding. But he still just got passed up on scoring.
Andrew tweets, my question is, if LeBron passed Kobe on the all-time points list last night instead of MJ,
I ain't coming to work.
Would LeBron have got booed last night based on how he's been playing and acting?
No, man, LeBron been playing out of his mind. Look at his numbers.
So even though it would have been passing Kobe, you don't think he would have got booed?
He played, no. See, here's what I think about booing at home, your own team. I think it's crazy. But hey, look, you paid your money. You can do what you want. But I never booed my stars for trying to make your team better. Your team been trash for how long? I'm a Laker fan, Steve. You know, if you cut me open, I'm green and gold and purple and gold, cuz.
You got something about gold. You're right about that.
Yeah, and then, you know, I'm just saying. So, I get it. We've been bad. I expect that if you put Michael Jordan with those four guys they had, or six guys he played with last night, they start probably still lost. But Jordan would have 50. But it still would have lost.
Games played to get to 32,311 points.
Listen up, fellas.
1,190. Michael Jordan, games played, 1,072.
See all that stuff, man. People can't wrap their head around this stuff. I like the fewer shots, too.
His deal, or what people are saying on Twitter, is he did it in less games.
Yeah.
So it took him less games to get to his number. Then it took LeBron to get to his. LeBron got there in about 100 more games than what it took LeBron James.
But, you know, and to be honest with you, when a few games that Jordan took off to play baseball, had he stayed, they probably would have won every year he played. And I don't know how he even remember how he was forced out by Ryan Storff and those guys. But when he left and went down to the Wizards, he still put up 20 points. I thought that was admirable. But towards the end of your career, I think LeBron is better towards the end of his career. This is towards LeBron's. He's been in here 15 years, right?
Right.
So the next 3 years, I think he's going to be better than Michael Jordan. Michael last year or two when he was with the Wizards. But those people, see, Steve, I don't argue with those people. I let them speak. But when you throw facts at them like stat, they don't want to hear that. All Jordan right. is locked in.
Let's go to the next one. Ram on the north side. He's above facts. Joins us right. now on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Ram?
Ram, what's up, my brother?
Leroy.
Keep it 100 now.
I got to keep 100. I'm a Jordan guy.
I get it. I know y'all upset, but it's okay.
No. I grew up with Jordan. Jordan carried the NBA into the internet age. Jordan carried his team to the playoffs as a rookie and got a gold medal. And if he would have jumped from high school to the pro, LeBron wouldn't have caught that record. And he had 10 scoring titles, man. Come on, Leroy. Come on, you got to stop it. You really got to stop it.
But if he got all these scoring titles, Ram, why did he just get passed up by LeBron, man?
No, but what I'm saying is if LeBron didn't go to college.
That ain't his fault.
If LeBron would have went to college, if Jordan would have jumped from high school to the pro, good and well. That he had far more than 32,000 or whatever it is.
I don't think I agree with you there.
Then he took 2 years off.
Take years off, whatever happened. But
yeah, he took 2 years off for the gambling. Okay, he took 2 years off. And then I'm going to say this, like, it didn't really do nothing for me because I can go to YouTube right now. Like, you go on the internet right now, they got, like, all this basketball stuff, like, you know, all the different, like, Bleacher Report and all these different places.
Yeah.
Every 10, maybe 7 minutes is something with Jordan. Jordan stories with players, shots, all that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see that for LeBron.
Not yet.
He's not done yet.
You made some point, Ram.
But Jordan didn't lose no championships either.
No, that's true. Ram, thanks for the call.
Really didn't go until they put together a team, though. Jordan put up 63 on Boston, but they still got their head knocked in.
This is the one thing about what he said. Michael Jordan wasn't ready for the NBA out of high school. No, wasn't ready. That's why he went to North Carolina. Right. He wasn't ready.
How many years LeBron he went to North Carolina? One or two years?
Yeah, he was there. Yeah. I think he came out his junior year, Jordan.
Yeah, LeBron was ready from day one.
Man. He was ready from day one physically and everything else. Jordan wasn't there yet. And I think even Michael Jordan would agree to that statement at this point. I think he would totally agree. Let's see where we're going next. Let's go to Kurt in Mequon. You're next on 105.7 FM, The Fan with Parker, Hall of Famer Leroy Butler.
Hey, Kurt.
What's up, fellas? Man, what's going on, fellas?
Come on with it.
Real quick. Now, Leroy said something profound when he said he was just a scorer. Michael Jordan, defensive player of the year, offensive player of the year, same year, never been done before. It has never been repeated. And it probably won't. That was 1988. LeBron James has never had as many steals as Michael Jordan, and he's been in the league longer. Block shots, all of that, defense. We're not just talking about offense, man. Look at the defensive stats.
Look at the all defense team.
Go ahead, look it up. Because
Jordan was a good defensive player.
Yeah, he got nine first team defense. He has defensive player of the year once. He outdoes him in defense, and he was 6'6". LeBron is what?
He's 6'8".
You know that man 6'9". He like Magic Johnson height.
Right.
And he beefier, he bigger, he's more physical. Ain't nowhere in the world you tell me that Michael Jordan should have more block shots than you.
My point for me.
No, I'm making your point is that you said this man was just about offense. I'm telling you this.
Hold it. You ain't going into no barbershop with no defensive stats. They'll boo you out of there. They're saying, Jordan hit these fadeaways now.
I only picked up the phone is when you told me, when you said a few minutes ago that Michael Jordan was about offense.
That's it. Scoring. That's it.
In 87, they told that man all he can do is score. So Michael Jordan got pissed off, said, you know what? I'm going to show y'all this. In 88, he won Defensive Player of the Year. And ever since then, he started making all defensive teams.
Yeah, thanks for the call. I got it all up in front of me now. Thanks for the call, Kurt. He's got nine all defensive teams.
That's
first
fantastic.
One in 87-88. LeBron James has five all first NBA teams. He hasn't been an all NBA defensive team member since 2012-13 season. That was the last time. He was a second team all defensive player, but nobody cares about that. In 2013-14.
No.
And hasn't even made the second team since that season. It's been a while. Now, Michael Jordan's last all-defensive first team came in his last year with the Bulls, 97-98. That was the last time he was there. Obviously, when he was with the Wizards, it was over. All right, let's get to a quick timeout here, Sports Flash. Get some more of your tweets coming in here, plus more of your calls. If you're on hold, we'll get you coming up next. Joel on the South Side, you'll lead things off on the One's Big Show. First, Leroy, don't go too far. We got to make our who we want for
I'm ready.
Throwback Thursday for next week. Huey Lewis in the news is who we're playing today.
That's my pick.
On a Throwback Thursday presented to you by Master Z's in Waukesha. Your chance to win a gift card. There, all you have to do is tweet Big Throwback.
Mandela, you're going to like my guests. You're going to like them.
Use the hashtag Big Throwback and tweet it at 105.7 FM, the fan. Okay, Leroy, who do you got?
I want Boy George and Culture Club.
Ooh, I do like that.
That's good. I'm telling you, they got
to
win.
That's deep.
I like that.
I'm telling you, I bet you they win.
That's a good one. All right.
Do you really want to hurt me?
I'll go with Rush.
That's a good one.
I'll go with Rush.
Hey, they're in the Hall of Fame.
Yep. Canadian band. All right, what do you got, Anthony Mandel?
I am going with James Taylor.
That's a no.
And casting a ballot for intern Mother Plucker over there for Guns N' Roses.
Well, that's good, too. I like all of them.
Oh, that's all good.
I like this all is anybody's race. I've
got no problem with any of these, but that doesn't mean any of us will win because Orlowski will throw something out on Twitter and we'll end
garbage
up
garbage or acid reflux or them bands.
So use the hashtag Big Throwback. Tweet it at 105.7 FM, the fan. A Throwback Thursday presented to you again by Master Z's. One thing that we know for certain, Young Express is number one. And because of that, and because they've been doing it for over 28 years, they're expanding in all departments, which magnifies their need to increase their independent contractor base, especially among local drivers. So when we talk about driving, that's what you're going to be doing for a living going forward. This will be your career field. This will be your business that you run. Yes, you're going to be your own little CEO here of your own company. You're going to use Young Express to make money. Understand? So they're looking for local drivers right now, full-time independent contractors specifically, people that have vet cargo vans, sprinter vans, tractor trailers, driving only within about 250 miles of Milwaukee, no super long runs. Local drivers also get to sleep in their own bed every night, way better than sleeping in your vehicle or in a motel or a hotel. 99% no-touch freight. That means freight is loaded and unloaded with a forklift. No manual loading or unloading. That's a beautiful thing, too. Minimal investment in your own vehicle, Young Express will provide you the training necessary for you to become a successful transporter of expedited freight. Join the Young Express team today. You can find them at youngexpress.com. That's JUNGExpress.com. Young Express, success. It drives them. And the news on a Throwback Thursday, presented to you by Master Z's in Waukesha. And I am telling you, chance to get that gift card. All you got to do is use the hashtag BigThrowbackTweeted at 105.7 FM The Fan, and you can have that opportunity to do just that. More LeBron James after the game as far as what it means compared to other moments for LeBron James, passing Michael Jordan for third in the all-time scoring list.
A lot of stuff that I'd have done in my career just ranks right up there at the top. We're winning a championship for a kid from Akron, Ohio that needed inspiration, and MJ was that guy for me.
My question is...
He was that for a lot of people.
Is LeBron that guy now?
That's a good question. I think so. I mean... The kids nowadays, they can't afford the Jordans. They can't. They just can't afford the Jordans. And they've been going to a lot of the Steph Currys. They've been getting a lot of the LeBron James shoes, and the kids like their shoes a little bit better. Now, LeBron actually has a shoe, and it's kind of weird, but LeBron actually has shoes that cost more than Jordan in certain cases. But the throwback Jordans are the kids, you know, violence for these shoes.
Right.
That they can't afford them, then they've been getting the LBJs. And I mean, the marketing is amazing. But what he does off the field as far as, you know, the social networking, the social activist type stuff, Jordan ain't doing that. Jordan ain't putting on a Trayvon Martin hoodie. He's not doing that.
No, he's not doing anything social stuff.
No, he's not doing nothing.
Jordan's about making money.
And see, you can do both. I think LeBron does both. I mean, he just believes in what he believes in, but LeBron gets all the way out there. Jordan ain't doing
that. No, you're right about that.
No, he ain't doing that.
Let's go to Joel on the South Side. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Joel?
What's going on? Last night was impressive to me because LeBron is not a scorer, yet he just passed the best scorer of all time.
Bingo.
It'd be like Leroy on the all-time sacks list. You know, he's ahead of some good pass rushers, but he's a safety. So it's like, for him to be on the all-time sacks list, right, ahead of some good pass rushers, that's impressive because he's a safety. For LeBron, top 10 in assists, the only non-point guard on that, and then obviously now where he is in the scoring list. LeBron, to me, had the rug pulled out from under him because he kind of came up, and then the three-point shot became so important and so prevalent in today's game. In Jordan's day, he didn't have to pass because what's he going to do, pass to a guy who's shooting a two? Jordan can get a two any time, just like LeBron, if he wanted, could get a two every time. And in the finals, the first time against Golden State, he almost beat them playing the old-school way, but because it's so prevalent in today's game, he hasn't reaped the benefits of the three-point shot as much as it's hurt him. Because other teams, they're so efficient, boom, boom. Look at this Lakers team. They don't have any three-point shooting, and so it's no wonder they're struggling, but that's why it was impressive to me, just because he's not a scorer, yet he just passed the best scorer of all time.
It's an interesting point.
Great phone call.
Joel, thanks for the call. And you're right. Michael Jordan was definitely a scorer first.
Yeah.
And then
what he did to Boston, I'll never forget.
Everything else came after that. LeBron came into the league being that guy that was wanting to get everybody involved as far as passing basketball.
He wanted to be Michael, but really, as one of the calls, it was magic. He'll dish it out. He'll get everybody
involved.
With more scoring. You know, the next thing you know, he get just slandered. And, oh, he's not taking over. He just never wanted to force a lot of shots. He could have did that if he wanted to.
Jakester 23 tweets at 105.7 FM. The Fan, it needs to play longer. Then that's it. Both are amazing, but two different types of players.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this, Leroy. It's ironic that he did it on 3-6, and that's his finals record. People taking shots, man. People taking shots.
I love it, man. That's nice. Keep it coming.
People taking shots at him.
That's nice.
And you know, man, you could say whatever you want about him bringing it on. himself with the whole King James thing coming out of high school and having it on the seats of his Cadillac SUV or whatever he had back then.
Well, not just something your boys give you. You know how that is. Because he was bigger than everybody. He was king to everybody.
Jabba Jaw tweets out the fan, LeBron James just proved by passing Jordan and scoring that he is now historically better than Michael Jordan. I am not trolling.
He better not say that.
But out you, all your nostalgia aside,
don't
people.
Read that.
That's what he said, man.
You shouldn't write. You shouldn't
I
do that, man.
I retweeted it too.
Oh no, you didn't.
I sure did. Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
One guy willing to tell the truth.
Boy, yeah.
Hey, man, yeah, I love our listeners and tweeters and whatever y'all call it, the Facebookers.
Yeah.
I especially love our callers. And see, that's the thing about the barbershop. We all love each other. We're all God's children. But at the end of the day, when you have an argument, say your argument. We don't shoot down and say, oh, you're stupid. No. I want to hear everybody's argument. I got an open mind. I'm just telling you, when he passed Jordan, because you could see it, Steve, like the numbers, like, okay, he's going to pass Jordan here, okay? So now he got to play this much longer to pass this guy.
Yep.
For me, passing Kobe would be, hey, man, I don't even know if I can come to work.
And then Lou Alcindor. Lakers jersey.
Dude,
come on, man.
No.
Eddie tweets at 105.7 FM The Fan and at League 36. Hey, guys, they're coming for you. Keep in mind, the Bulls have ruled the Milwaukee fan base for a long time. They are all on that MJ Kool-Aid. They are both great players for the respective time periods.
That's true.
Yeah. So there's also that to go along with it.
That's true.
There is one other thing that should be brought up, and I saw this earlier today, and I think it's so true. Can you think of another player, basketball player, that was as heralded with as many expectations on him as LeBron James had coming out of high school that actually exceeded expectations?
Well, that's a good question.
I mean, the expectations for him coming out of high school were through the roof. Everybody's like, dude, I just don't know if anybody can accomplish what you people think he should be able to accomplish. And yes, his finals record is what it is, but he pretty much has lived up to being the next great. When he came in the league, that's what everybody thought he was, and that's what he's turned out to be.
Kobe came out, people didn't know if that style would last. And when Kevin Garnett came out, I've never seen a guy that big can do all of that kind of stuff. And then with Dwight Howard, now he came out of high school too, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was so big, they thought he would break a lot of records, but he never really panned out to be what they thought it would be towards the middle of his career. But from day one, a kid from Akron with the headband on that wearing Adidas shoes. I didn't get Adidas shoes. But hey, I get back on point. From that to this is amazing. It is amazing.
He is the Packer Hall of Famer, it's Leroy amazing. Butler, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer here.
It's okay to hate him and still say you like what he does.
Up next, we talk some Packers football with Ryan Wood. Packers making decisions on who they're keeping and who they're not. And guess what?
Ryan got some good gossip, too.
Guess what? The right guard for the Green Bay Packers in 2019, they decided to keep him. He's coming back. And we'll tell you who else they're deciding to keep straight ahead. Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh.
Now, that'd be a good song to have your wife come to down for when she comes out for the wedding, doing it for my baby.
I've never like heard anybody play that for it, but I think you're right.
Yeah. I'll tell you, at 5 o'clock, what's the song I chose for me and my wife to dance to?
No, man.
It'll be breaking news.
No, that's private. You don't be telling anybody that.
Private, man. People coming to the place. Hey, man, I'm going to tell my fans
here. Buy your
here.
Tickets, and you can go see what it is. And then Leroy will tell you after you get back from his honeymoon.
I released the menu and all that. I'll tell you this. Because girls may want to know that at 5 o'clock, like what song I chose to dance to.
You chose it?
Yeah, she let me choose. Ain't she crazy?
Yeah. Got like Jay-Z playing or something over there?
No, man. Nah.
Drake?
Nah,
what are you going to play?
Bruno Mars, but I'll tell you the song.
Oh, I like Bruno Mars.
He's awesome.
I'm all right with Bruno Mars.
I wish I had money to bring him, but I'm broke.
Yeah, well, you will be after this wedding.
Can you pay for it?
Pray for
Bruno Mars to come?
I think
he'll charge $100,000.
He'll do it for free for me. I know people.
Joining us now with the Great Man Wants Bank Hotline. He is, I know this guy, for instance.
Right, we get Ryan Wood.
Ryan Wood, the Green Bay Press Gazette. He's connected too, man. Ryan, thanks for coming on, buddy.
I'm with Leroy. I'm kind of digging the slow jam coming in. That was
yeah, fun. I like that. I like that. We need to look into that.
Huey Lewis on a throwback Thursday presented by Master Z's here on The Fan. Okay, Ryan, so it looks like Justin McCray back with the Packers. Not really a big surprise at this point, right?
I mean, he's an exclusive rights free agent. They're going to return all their exclusive rights free agents at some point. They have seven. This is housekeeping stuff. I think they've got two restricted free agents, Dromo Allison and I believe Jake Kumro. This is housekeeping stuff for all NFL teams. They tender them the minimum salary for 1 year and keep him back on their 90. So, yeah, those guys will be back.
When you start talking about guys like Geronimo Allison, do you see it just being essentially a one-year deal, or do you think they could make it longer than that?
You know, had he blown up the way that it sure seemed like he was poised to do early last season, maybe. But he's coming off missing most of last year. So I think you're going to see your regular restricted free agent tender with them. And if he has a big number, you know, he could have a year from now, he could be looking at a decent contract. I mean, I think Geronimo Allison, sometimes with these exclusive rights and restricted free agents, you get guys that, Maybe they won't even make the 53 at times. He's a guy, they're going to count on him to play football. They're going to count on him to produce. He has the talent to produce. He's shown glimpses in the past. If he can throw those together, he's a guy that could get a good contract a year from now.
Yeah, I think one of the things I wanted to talk about real quick was Pete Doherty was talking about something the Packers could regret keeping Graham because the tight end position is pretty deep in this draft. Some mock drafts see them taking one of the kids from Iowa. I don't know if that's a legitimate thing or not, but I know LaFleur wants to run the ball more, so I'm hoping he sticks with offensive line with a 12 pick. If you had to make that pick today, what position would you go after?
Oh, I think you start at edge rusher. That's their biggest need as a premier position. It just, obviously, as you know, it depends on how the board falls in the first 11 picks. I don't think this is a situation where they're going to be looking to package and move up. They should be able to sit tight at 12 and get a good player. I think you start with edge rush, but if they want to sell you on taking the top tight end, let's say Hockenson, is there at 12? Okay, I mean they need tight ends, and that is a very important position with how the game's played today. So there's other things that they could do other than edge rusher at 12 and still get a good value pick there. It's just that for me, look, I mean they had years now of a dearth of edge rushing production. And you win championships in this league by rushing the passer. You win championships with quarterback play, and you win championships with disrupting the opposing quarterback. They need to be able to do that, and they've got a lot of work from here to the start of 2019 season to be able to do that.
Yeah, I want to protect Aaron Rodgers and run the football. We saw John Kuhn yesterday. I mean, get a chance to retire as a Packer. You think about fullback because, again, LaFleur talks about running the football. So if you're Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams, you want to hear that. Now, the question is, do you think Aaron Rodgers will buy into this new way of running the football, you know, with this kind of system?
I think it'll be interesting. I think it only helps him if he does because he's 35 now. He's got an extensive injury history. And with aging quarterbacks, the quarterback's best friend's a run game, and especially an outside zone like the one that Matt LaFleur and obviously before him, Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay, that type of system has been very friendly to quarterbacks because it's based on the outside zone, which gets you into the play action pass game. And those are things that can only help Aaron Rodgers. So I do. I mean, I would expect that he'll fall in line. People I've spoken with that know both Aaron Rodgers and the team, they've kind of said the same. I that'd be my expectation, but we won't know until obviously the practices start, the games start, and we'll have to see.
Talking with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette here on The Fan. What about Adam Pankey? This is a guy that came up from the practice squad. They gave him a 2-year deal, so he's already under contract for next year. Obviously, they like him. Do they like him enough not to worry about going out and getting, you know, a proven offensive lineman, whether it be trading for Zeitler if he's available in Cleveland or drafting that offensive lineman in the first round?
Well, no. They have to create competition up the offensive line. This is something that you saw the Packers do a couple of years ago on the other side of the ball, the defensive line, and it's really, I mean, they threw the kitchen sink for a couple off seasons at acquiring defensive line talent, both veteran and through the draft, and it's turned into one of the better units that they have on their team. Same way. I mean, I think that Adam Pankey is a guy that they're going to look to to get some reps this offseason at guard. He's a former tackle. They like more at the guard spot, but they're still going to go out there and if they don't sign a free agent, which you look at the money value, I mean, I think it's unlikely they hit the offensive line that hard free agency wise. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a primary focus when it comes to the draft.
Now, would
you surprise me if you saw an offensive lineman or two early on in the first three or four rounds?
Yeah, I would agree with that. We had a question yesterday that I wanted to ask you about free agency. I don't remember what you said, Steve, but do you want
quality or quantity as far as free agency goes? So, meaning, do you want, you know, one or two big name guys, or would you rather have four or five guys that are more maybe second and third tier guys?
Yeah,
that's a great question, and I think that you can do right going either way depending on who you get, and that's not a cop out because they've got a lot of holes. So quantity is going to be important, not just in free agency, but also using free agency in conjunction with the draft, which is of course something that for a long time Ted Thompson didn't do, and Brian Gutekunst seems more in tune with doing. So quantity, there's something to be said for quantity because they've got a lot of areas to cover. But to me, the number one, how fortunate are the Packers that a team like the Packers that have zero safeties are in a position with a flush market at the safety position? And not only that, but a safety market that's been depressed over the past few years where guys have been settling for deals that they feel are below what they should be getting. It just seems like a very opportune moment for the Packers to go out there and get a starting safety of some sort. I'm not saying that has to be a Landon Collins. That can be a Tyrann Mathieu. They can look at Earl Thomas. They can look on down the line. But there's a lot of options as far as starting safeties. And if you don't want, you got tight end, offensive line, edge rusher, you got a lot of areas in the draft that you want to prioritize. Use free agency to take care of one of those areas that you've got to prioritize this offseason, like safety. Take advantage of the value there and take one less thing off the board that you have to focus on at the top of the draft. I mean, that to me just makes a lot of sense.
If I asked you for your prediction for them in free agency, do you have a name that you think is probably headed to Green Bay?
I don't. I'll give you the position, though. I think they're going to go out and sign a starting safety. That'd be my prediction. I mean, that's something they need to do. They need to get that done. I think that you can look at some depth signings as a rotational pass rusher, the Preston Smiths of the world there. You can look at maybe a blocking tight end. I think a Luke Stocker out of Tennessee who has experience with Matt LaFleur. They need a blocking tight end. They need some pass-catching tight ends too, which I think they should go in the draft to get. But they need a blocking tight end. So a Luke Stocker would make a lot of sense because of his familiarity and his skill set with the new head coach here. But I think that first and foremost, the priority has got to be looking into that safety free agent market and being able to find and identify and secure a starter from that market.
Okay, I'm going to end you with this, and you can answer however you want to, but it's something fishy going on with Clay Matthews. I keep seeing him around town. I see his agent mingling with Packer people. I think they're going to work something out on a two-year deal, possibly a one-year deal, to have him come back and finish his career as a Green Bay Packer, and I'd be okay with that. Have you been hearing anything of that?
$5 million deal.
You're right. Why not? That's what I'm saying. Right. I would do that. I really would.
Here's what I wouldn't do. I wouldn't do what they did those last 2 years and rush him 70% of snaps, because that's not what he is anymore. It turns 33 in May. He's not a guy that on three quarters of the snaps can just pin his ears back and rush the Packers, the quarterback. What he is a versatile piece that can play off the ball. He can line up on the edge. He can blitz the A gap. He can drop in coverage. He can do a lot of things, but what he's proven over the last few years to be is a football player. He plays the game well. He's not a dominant pass rusher anymore. He's never going to be again, but there's a lot of value. He's still one of the best defensive players last year. There's a lot of value with having Clay Matthews come back. The question is whether they can agree to financially
to where his skill set is. He's not an eight-figure guy anymore. He's a one-year, $5 million guy. If they can reach that agreement, it makes a lot of sense.
There he is.
Yeah, they
Ryan.
Can do the same thing what they did with Muhammad Wilkerson. They can give him that same deal.
Right. Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press is joining us here on The Fan, as he does throughout the football season. Ryan, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks
buddy.
A lot, Ryan.
Hey, no problem. We'll see you guys.
Take care. There he is. Ryan Wood on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. All right, take a time out. Get to a sports flash here with Anthony Mandela. And up next, it's time to appreciate an athlete in this town that deserves it, but for different reasons than what you may be thinking. Stay tuned.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.